Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, September 17th. In case you needed any more evidence that this is Donald Trump's Republican Party, look no further than one of the Republicans who voted to impeach him has now announced his retirement. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, a Republican from Ohio, a former football player, a rising star in Republican politics not that long ago, has announced he's out of this. He is not going to run for re-election. He is facing a Trump-backed Republican primary challenger. Why is the former president getting involved in this Ohio congressional district's Republican primary? Well, as you might imagine, it has to do with personal vengeance. Anthony Gonzalez is one of those 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted to impeach Donald Trump in the aftermath of the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The impeachment 10, if you will. It is a really instructive group to watch over the course of the next year or so as we get through these 2022 midterm elections. Donald Trump is seeking every which way to get Republican challengers to take on these Republicans. Again, not for the good of his party or the good of the country, but just because this is about personal vengeance. In fact, Donald Trump reacted to the news of the Gonzalez retirement with a pretty succinct statement, quote, "One down, nine to go." Now, as for why Gonzalez says he is retiring, he, of course, does the traditional Washington excuse, which is his family may be in a place that he needs to be home more. But he doesn't just leave it there. He does actually get to the meat of it in an interview with the New York Times, where he says pretty clearly that there are, quote, toxic dynamics inside the Republican Party. He portrays Donald Trump as a cancer inside the Republican Party. And the other thing that he said is he may have been able to raise enough money and take on this former Trump aide, Max Miller, who Trump has backed in that Republican primary, and actually defeated him and won the congressional seat again and returned to Congress. But his basic question of that is, what for? And that, I think, gets to the real critical problem here for Republicans. What is it that they are about now other than fealty to the former president? And in Anthony Gonzalez's mind, the answer is not much. So why work all those endless days and nights and weekends, be away from the family, fight like heck to make the case to first Republican primary voters and then more broadly in this Republican-leaning congressional district to send him back to Congress to do what? To sit in conference meetings and figuring out how best they're going to either sidestep Donald Trump's latest bomb throwing or just outright support the former president's antics. It is that theory, that notion, that worldview that should be of great concern to Kevin McCarthy, who may very well be the next Speaker of the House, but because of his refusal to take on Trump and allow the party to become sort of a cult of personality, will be charged with governing and in charge of running a Republican majority, perhaps if they win, without any kind of an actual agenda. Now, this comes, as we saw in our CNN exclusive polling this week, that Republicans, by and large, still believe in the big lie that Donald Trump is telling, still believe that Joe Biden did not legitimately win the presidency. That was at the core of what the insurrectionists on January 6th were trying to convince the country of when they stormed the Capitol to halt the certification of the Electoral College count. Well, we are now going to see tomorrow up on Capitol Hill another protest, this time in support of the insurrectionists, the Justice for January 6th rally. I mean, what is that? And Donald Trump issued a statement of support for this rally and for These people he portrays as patriots who were committed to basically overthrowing the government at the beginning of this year. Security precautions are being taken place, obviously, and the thinking from the Capitol Police and the Washington, D.C. Police, National Guard, and others is better safe than sorry. So the fencing is back up around the Capitol. It's a fortress. And of course, the hope is there will be no violence whatsoever at this rally. But the fact that this rally is even taking place is bizarre enough, with the support, again, of the former president. Now, no sitting member of Congress is expected to attend this rally, but be on the lookout for that and see if that becomes a headache for Kevin McCarthy to manage in the days after. One final note as you think about the Republican Party. Mike Warren, my colleague here at CNN, has a story today about Mike Pence, the former vice president, building out his political team, clearly with a 2024 presidential run in mind. He doesn't know yet if he's going to make the run, but he's putting a team together, robust political team, to give it some thought, to test the waters. Now, this was the man that the January 6th protesters were saying, hang Mike Pence. This is the man that, according to the new Bob Woodward book, Donald Trump said, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And this is Donald Trump's Republican Party. So if Mike Pence actually does test these waters and he sees that there's absolutely no space for him in this Republican Party, you know, what will that tell us as well? So keep your eye on the former vice president and his future political moves. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Chris DeBow and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back on Monday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.